It's been nearly a month since ransomware attacks stunted Baltimore's digital city services. Yesterday, city officials said they've made some progress in restoring some of those services, like email. WIPR's Emily Sullivan reports.
About a third of Baltimore City employees have regained email access, and 90% of employees are expected to be back online by Friday. Getting these 10,000 people back online doesn't involve logging back in. Instead, it involves creating new accounts.
All city employees are being asked to show identification, get a new username, their old username, and get a new password that is a more secure system.
That's Cheryl Goldstein, Mayor Jack Young's Deputy Chief of Staff for Operations, speaking at a news conference yesterday. She's been tasked with overseeing recovery efforts from the ransomware attacks from anonymous hackers. The city's lien system, which tracks debts, remains inaccessible and offline. Goldstein says that workarounds for paying water bills and traffic tickets have developed.
So if you have a violation or a flag on your license, you are able to come to the Abel Waltman Building Room 2 and get your tickets cleared.
The city has recovered data on tickets given before May 4th, so those can be paid in person. The same goes for tickets after May 4th, as long as a driver has a hard copy they can show city workers. And customers can pay estimates of their water bills in the same building, or wait until systems are back online and then pay off the entire offline period. Other recovery efforts continue.
There are teams of people who are doing the forensic review of all of the servers, applications, and pieces of equipment that may have been impacted by the ransomware attack.
Goldstein says she hopes this forensic review will be concluded by the end of the month. Then the city will be able to disclose more information about the attacks.
It will be reviewed by the investigators and our legal team, and we'll get advice from them as to what we can disclose publicly on that aspect.
Officials did not provide a timeline for complete service restoration. Cybersecurity experts say that restoration will take months, if not years, and depends on the quality of the city's data backups.
So everyone likes to think of backups as a really quick fix, but it doesn't work that way.
That's Gregory Falco, a postdoctoral researcher at MIT who specializes in cyber attacks. The ransomware used to attack Baltimore is extremely malicious, and he thinks it's likely affected some city backups.
I think that it's very possible that someone created a backup but didn't segment it from the network properly, and then that also got taken down.
The city estimates it'll cost $18 million to recover from the attacks. It will spend around $10 million on recovery efforts, like replacing hardware and software. And officials estimate the city will lose revenue from being offline, about $8 million worth. Despite this, the city's planning for the 2020 fiscal year has not been affected, says Finance Director Henry Raymond.
While far from ideal, the situation and the impact has been manageable.
With the $8 million figure in mind, some residents think the city should pay the hackers the roughly $100,000 they've demanded. But Goldstein says that's not going to happen.
The federal investigators have advised us not to pay the ransom. The data shows that you have less than a 50-50 chance of getting your data back if you pay the ransom.
Plus, paying the ransom would not guarantee that the hackers are no longer in the compromised network. So instead, as the attack approaches its one-month mark, officials say they will continue to work with federal agencies and focus on recovery. I'm Emily Sullivan, reporting for 88.1 WIPR.